Still to come on FYI Galway, more local, national and international news. But now we're going over to the sports desk, where indeed we have some breaking news. I understand, Darren, a major announcement regarding the development of Tuam Stadium made in the last 15 minutes or so.
Yes, indeed, Bernadette, and it has come out in the last hour or so. The Galway GAA have announced that works on the refurbishment and re-roofing of the stand at Tuam Stadium will commence next month. The project will involve the removal of the existing roof, the erection of a steel frame cantilever roof and new seating for 1,500 patrons. The upgrade has been made possible by a generous donation of €350,000 from the late Joe and Helen O'Toole of O'Toole's Tuam, who committed to supporting the refurbishment in 2018. I'm delighted to be joined on the phone now by the Galway GAA Chairman Paul Bellew. And Paul, you said it yourself in the statement, you welcomed this announcement. Fantastic news for Tuam Stadium.
Hey Darren, it's fantastic news for Tuam Stadium, it's fantastic news for Tuam, and it's brilliant news for Galway GAA in general. And I know long awaited in Tuam that this will come to fruition, and finally it has. And it's taken a significant amount of work in the background from a number of key people who've worked brilliantly on this. And of course, the main message here, Darren, overall is without the brilliant contribution of Joe and Helen O'Toole through Mary Lardner, this wouldn't have been possible. It is now possible, and it's going to commence in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And it's a brilliant news to hear as well there, Paul. Just as I read there at the start, like, we're talking about the removal of the existing roof, the erection of a steel frame cantilever roof and new seating. Will there be any other additional works?
Well, there is other works in the pipeline through the Sports Capital Grant, which is separate to this project, just to be clear on that. So there will be more works to follow on in that, in terms of the upgrading of the stadium in general, in terms of dressing rooms, referees' rooms, a sensory room, toilets, ancillary facilities. So there's a lot of progress to come in Tuam in general. But I think this is the centrepiece. I think it will turn Tuam Stadium into a modern facility, which it deserves to be. So a lot going on in general. Darren, not just in Tuam, there's been a six-figure upgrade in Loch George in the last 2 weeks, and we're moving ahead in lighting in Pier Stadium. So a lot happening infrastructurally off the field as well as on the field at the moment.
That's great, Paul. Finally, before I let you go, of course, with the work taking place in Tuam, and hopefully I'd hear talk in September finishing up, will the stadium be closed for any period, or will it be able to remain open?
It will remain open. A great point to make. As I said, we hope to have a completion in the autumn, but there'll be very little material impact on the playing of games. Once the initial piece is done and cleared out of the way, we'll be able to play club games there throughout the summer. So no impact as well, which is a great advantage to us also.